This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the Mahayuti government has worked relentlessly for the development of the Marathwada region of Maharashtra. Addressing a rally in Nanded, Mr. Modi said that in the last 2.5 years, the Marathwada region has seen investment of more than 80,000 crore rupees. He highlighted 11 irrigation projects in the region. He also emphasized key developments like the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, Rail Coach Factory, Logistic Park, Samriddhi Highway, Shaktipeeth Expressway, and new flights from Nanded to Delhi and Adampur, and expressed confidence in the creation of numerous local employment opportunities. Earlier, PM Modi addressed an election rally in Vidarbha region at Akola, highlighting the importance of irrigation projects in Vidarbha. He said that the central government has given boost to industry and infrastructure for cotton cultivators by laying the foundation stone of textile park in Amravati. In Jharkhand, election campaigning is in full swing. Leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are making whirlwind tour across the state to woo voters in favor of their party candidates. Addressing an election meeting at Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Rahul Gandhi of being anti-OBC, Dalit and tribal. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized BJP tax policies and accused its leadership of favoring capitalists over the poor. Addressing an election meeting at Baghmara in Dhanbad district, Mr. Gandhi further alleged that scheduled tribes, scheduled castes and other backward classes constitute the majority of the country's population, but they are not adequately represented in government institutions. Chief Minister Hemant Soren took up a sharp jibe at the Bharatiya Janata Party after it accused the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha of patronizing infiltrators in the state. Addressing a poll rally in Ranchi, Soren wondered on what basis the BJP and its leaders claim about Bangladeshi infiltration in Jharkhand when there is no identification. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today emphasized that research and innovation, in a sense, are key to the attainment of the goal of a developed nation. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted how high the country ranks in the field of research and innovation, which will define its prowess to the global community. He further urged educational institutions to harness their potential as crucibles of innovation and research. Mr. Dhankar also called upon corporate entities to support this mission through substantial contributions. 7 Indian institutions have secured a place in the top 100 of the QS World University Rankings Asia 2025. India is home to 2 universities in the top 50 and 7 in the top 100, with the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, leading at 44th place. Uttarakhand celebrates its 25th Foundation Day today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings on the occasion. At least 24 people were killed and more than 40 others injured after an explosion occurred at the Quetta railway station in Balochistan today. At the time of explosion, a train was ready to depart from the platform for Peshawar. The train involved was reportedly travelling from Quetta to Peshawar. This incident took place over a week after a bomb attack near a girls' school in western Pakistan. India's Pankaj Advani has won the IBSF World Billiards Championship 150-up format title. He defeated England's Robert Hall in the final clash of the tournament at Doha in Qatar this afternoon. Earlier, Pankaj had defeated his compatriot Saurav Kothari 4-2 in the semi-final yesterday. Saurav settled for the bronze medal. Indian men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and former goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh have won the FIH Player of the Year and Goalkeeper of the Year titles for 2024. Both Harmanpreet and Srijesh received the recognition during the 49th FIH Statutory Congress in Oman yesterday. Two-time Olympic bronze medalist Harmanpreet received over 63% of all votes cast in his category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.